This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This situation made it such that the club owner, president, and chief baseball officer needed to be here today.
Yeah, I think based on how things very publicly unfolded yesterday, there was an opportunity to address this and like I said, reinforce what we think is important, what has been important to this ownership group, what's important to players, staff, and the front office. And so we were able to do that, and obviously Rafi is a really big and important part of this team, and I think it was important that these things get addressed head on.
All right, so that's Craig Breslow talking yesterday about everything Rafael Devers, obviously a big talking point around these parts, and we'll continue to get into the conversation as we go along, as we continue to work our way up to Red Sox pregame. Joe Weil with you here. For baseball is important. Got the play tested guys. We got Pat, we got Gordo, and a man that works with Craig Breslow now joins us, and Senior Director of Player Development, Brian Abraham. And Brian, thank you so much for being with us. I know you're juggling this and also watching your son play baseball. So thank you so much for being with us.
No, of course. Happy to be here, guys. Can't miss the opportunity to see my son catch behind the plate. So appreciate you being flexible for me too.
Can you give us a scouting report on your son? What kind of tools does he have?
A long ways to go. I tell him to swing fast, throw fast, and just like we tell a minor leaguer, skills that scale. So he's good when he's 15, 16, 17, and maybe 25 someday playing pro ball. But long ways to go. He's having fun. That's the most important thing.
Without a doubt, we'll keep an eye on him moving forward here. Make sure to be looking out for him. But no, we appreciate you joining us. The first thing we just wanted to start off with, obviously the team makes a new. Makes a move today. Romy Gonzalez going to the 10-day injured list, and it's Nick Sogard who ends up filling his spot on the roster. And you have a pulse on the fan base, obviously. A lot of people are talking about Marcelo Meyer and Roman Anthony. What went into the decision today to have Nick Sogard join the roster?
Yeah, I think these decisions are certainly not made in a vacuum. There's a lot of different conversations that are had, and we need to be prepared for anything that comes up. Obviously, the Romy play the other day was something that was unforeseen. I think Sogi provides just a lot of versatility and flexibility for AC. Obviously, he's in the lineup today at first. He can play short. He can play second. He can play third. He can probably play the outfield too. So I think just having the versatility of someone off the bench or starting like he is today is really important. And, when we make a decision for whoever it is, whether it be Marcelo or Roman, obviously a lot more conversations will be had. But I think when they arrive and they come up, we'll make sure that we prepare the roster and their opportunity the best we can for them. So, again, I think in the short term, I think flexibility, versatility is really important for AC in that roster.
As it's related to Roman Anthony, just looking at the game log, last 11 games, he's got 11 hits, but they're all singles, and he has struck out 11 times in that span. And mixed into this stretch was a time in which he missed a couple games after fouling a ball off of his foot. How much has that played a role maybe in the way he's swung it recently?
Not something that we're worried about. I think, you have 140 plus games in minor leagues, 162 plus in the big leagues. There's going to be stretches when guys are swinging the bat incredibly well. And when times when guys aren't swinging the bat so well, I think he's still hitting the ball hard. He's still having really good plate appearances. So I think, again, it's easy to very easily look at the outcomes, look at the hits, the strikeouts, the walks, whatever that may be. But I think, you know, for us, it's really important to look at some of the numbers that are below the surface. Again, the quality of the at-bats, the way he's hitting the baseball, how he's feeling physically, how he's feeling emotionally, all those things. I think all those things continue to trend upward and put him in a position to continue to have success in Worcester and eventually at some point in the big leagues too. But again, I think obviously the timing makes it seem as if it's the foot, but he's fully healthy, and I would not expect him to have one hit or one strikeout a game moving forward. I think there's a lot of good to come out of Roman.
Hey, Brian, Gordo here. Thanks again for fitting us in here. Got to ask about Brandon Clarke. Quick promotion from you guys to high A and gets the national recognition on the Baseball America Top 100 list. I got to ask, what have you guys seen from him? Because watching this guy, it just, the stuff looks dominant. And I got to hear from your guys' end, what do you see from him that's gotten him this level of recognition?
Yeah, I think first of all, obviously we have our own valuations and we believe in all of our players. Whenever you get external recognition, I think for the players, a lot of credit to the players, but it's always nice to hear other people say really good things about when you're a young player about yourself. But obviously, I think he still has a long ways to go in a really exciting way. You know, he came in the spring training with a fastball that was at a higher end velo than maybe even when we drafted him last year, a little bit more physicality. I think the biggest question for us was his ability to get ahead, stay ahead, and then, you know, expand on his secondary pitches. He always had a slider. He still has that. He's developed a sweeper that has become a really true swing and miss and strike pitch. But just a guy who's dominated the strike zone, he's thrown nasty stuff in the zone. It's been really fun to watch. And you know, roster building and where players go on rosters is a delicate balance. You know, we have 165 players stateside. We hope that we're putting everyone in the best spot in the best position to develop and grow, but there are also limitations to wherever we can go. There's, you know, only so many starters. There's only so many catchers. There's only so many shortstops that you can put on a roster because they have to play. They have to get innings. So I think balancing where they are within their careers, the goals that they have in front of them, and then giving them the opportunity to surpass those goals and then push them to the next level is a part of those decisions. So I think Brandon's a good example of that. You know, he reached the goals that we had for him in a very quick amount of time and forced our hand to push him to high A. And, so far, so good. I would expect him to continue to push us, which is really exciting to see.
Hey, Brian, Pat here. Last time we talked, we were picking your brain about Connelly early and kind of the strides he made. Another guy who over the last couple of weeks has kind of taken a huge leap forward is Peyton Tolley. He's now getting that kind of national recognition, and his velo's up even compared to, you know, college last year. Since the draft, what has the kind of process looked like for him, and what's encouraging? What have you seen from him?
Obviously every player is their own player. I think, you know, Justin Willard and our pitching group has put in some really strong infrastructure and really strong systems and programming in place for, you know, whether it be Peyton or Brandon or Blake Aieda to come in and, you know, first of all, I think get stronger. That's number one. And then two, I think continue to build their throwing programs. And it's not just playing catch. It's not just long toss. It's an athletic throwing program that is really tailored to improve the strength, the velocity, the flexibility of the arm to allow for sustainability, to allow for durability, to allow for increased velo throughout an outing. And that's just not the fastball. That's the secondary stuff as well. So, you know, Peyton spent the entire offseason in Fort Myers. He got bigger, stronger. If you've seen him, that's hard to believe, but he did. And his secondaries have continually improved as well. So a guy who has a really unique fastball and gets a lot of extension, a lot of swing and miss on already. Really, I think on our pitching group, on our catchers to force him to throw secondary stuff in the zone. And I think we saw that his last outing. I think he had, you know, 18 maybe swing and miss pitches. Half of them were fastballs and the other half were his secondary stuff. So really exciting to see the development in his secondary pitches because, you know, it's very rare for a pitcher to have success all the way up to the big leagues with just maybe one fastball and one other pitch. So needing him to develop those other ones and throw them all in the strike zone is incredibly important. And again, similar to Brandon, he's done so after that one shaky first outing. He's done that very well so far in Greenville.
We have Senior Director of Player Development, Brian Abraham, with us. And, Brian, watching the game last night, we were all impressed from what we saw from Hunter Dobbins. And frankly, what we've seen over the four starts from him in the major leagues has been really impressive. What do you see as his ceiling as a starter in the major leagues? Because we all watch it and say, this guy belongs. He's a dude. But what's the ceiling for him from what you've seen now from him at the major league level?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a guy who can go in every 5 days and pitch like he did last night. Give the major league team, give the Boston Red Sox an opportunity to win and hold the other team to whether it be zero or a low amount of runs. He's evolved so much as a pitcher and as a young person. I think he's matured an incredible amount. Obviously, there's a huge piece of pitching and getting out to the mound and pitch design and all those things that actually happen on the mound. But a ton of credit to Hunter for some things that people might not see: the strength and conditioning, the nutrition, the consistency in between outings, the intent in his side sessions to improve his secondary pitches. It's just a real, I think, organizational win in a lot of ways, whether it be because of the draft, getting the right person to develop our medical staff for a guy who came in who was injured, and then the development group as well for working and improving a player that has really changed significantly since when he first came into the organization and has added pitches, has subtracted pitches, and I think has really found his spot in terms of what will allow him to have success at the major level. And I think the reality is he's probably going to have to adjust some more, because that's just the reality of professional baseball. It's a game of adjustments. But in terms of ceiling, I don't know. I think what I would say is just a chance for us to compete for a win every night he touches the ball. And to me, if you're doing that as a major league starter, you're in a really good spot.
So are you going to be preaching the benefits of Dr. Pepper to the rest of the guys in the minors? Is that the next step here?
I've joked with this about this before, and to Hunter, I said if Major League Baseball let him, he'd wear a Dr. Pepper patch on his forehead. I don't know if that is the best sports drink to consume on a daily basis or before starts, but to each their own. I think we're a little bit more flexible when there's success, I think. But I would still say water is the beverage of choice, I think, for a lot of Boston Red Sox minor leaguers.
All right, we'll see about that. All right, last one here, Brian. I need you to introduce the world, if they don't know it yet, to Justin Gonzalez, just a huge, huge kid with big-time power. What have you seen from him? This is a kid who just got to Salem and just such an interesting guy to watch. What do you guys see from him, and what do you expect to see the rest of the season?
Yeah, just a lot of physicality. Someone who you don't really see, a kid who's 18 years old, the size he has, the physical maturity he has. And with that, comes a player who seems and has been incredibly advanced on both sides of the baseball. He has really professional at-bats. He makes really good swing decisions. And then when he does make those good swing decisions, he makes contact with the baseball. He hits the ball incredibly hard. I mean, being 6'5", don't know exactly what his weight is, 200-plus pounds. When he hits the baseball square, he's going to hit it hard. He swings fast. He gets the ball in the air. And he's played a lot of really good center field for us and extended, and we expect that to continue in Salem. So just a unique player that does a lot of things really well in all phases of the game. He runs well as well. He's smart. And again, the short amount of time he's been able to make adjustments to his game. So certainly a unique path that he has not had a full season stateside, and we moved him to Salem quick. But I think the organization and player development itself, we tend to challenge our players, not only with the training that's happening between outings, but in games as well. And, with the case of Justin Gonzalez, with what we saw in the short amount of time of spring training and extended spring training, we felt like challenging him in Salem was the right move, despite his age. So I'm incredibly excited to see what he can do in low A this year. And, quite frankly, with the physicality he has, the way he hits the baseball, the potential he has in the outfield, the sky is really the limit. Obviously, there's a long ways to go, but I just don't think you see that type of player, that type of body too often on a baseball field. And usually when you do, there's some of the best out there. So really excited about the foundation he has as a young player, and looking forward to seeing him continue to grow.
All right, Brian, we appreciate the time on a Saturday afternoon where your kid is playing and is going to be catching today. So we appreciate the 15 minutes. We'll let you go enjoy the rest of your afternoon. But
Dreammaker Brian Abraham.
Yeah, there you go. Appreciate the time, Brian.
Always a pleasure, guys. Take care.
Appreciate you, Brian.
All right, so it was great to have Brian Abraham on just to talk about that. He talked about Nick Sogard at the beginning and the reasons for why he's up now with the team with Romy Gonzalez on the IL. Also nice to hear that, at least with Roman Anthony, it's not health-related, why he hasn't been as good at the plate, because when Red Sox stats put that out, you know, the stats about his last 11 games, 11 singles, 11 strikeouts. That was a little concerning to see.
Yeah. The funny thing is, in his last 11 games, he has 11 hits and 11 walks, I think. Is that what it is? Or one walk? What is it?
I thought it was 11.
11 hits.
11 hits, 11 strikeouts, yeah. Over the walks. Was that in the stats?
I'll figure it out. A hit a game when you factor, or over, you and, know, a hit a game plus getting on base more with the walks. And we're like, what's wrong with this guy? Is he hurt? And it's just, he's that good.
Yeah.
He's that good.
Yeah.
I don't think the walks were in the stat. It was 11 hits, 11, all 11 were singles. Yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Averaging a hit a game. And we're like, is he hurt? What's wrong?
And thankfully he's okay. All right. 617-779-7937. Let's fit in one call. Before we go to our trending, let's go to Pauly in Dedham, who we lost a little bit earlier.
Oh, wait, this is that Pauly.
Yes,
here we
Pauly,
go.
Welcome back.
Hey, sorry about that, boys. I was playing with the dogs on one of my customers' front lawns, and they were chasing the mower. And
it was a mower.
It was a mower. Hey,
it was a mower. That was a good time. It was good. I forgot all about you guys. My apologies.
No, you're good.
But I think what they should be doing is continuing to allow Raffy to come back into shape. He's finally settling. He's settled in his position. He's hitting again. He still needs to lose a few pounds. Continuing on the diet and hone his skills at third base. So when Bregman needs a breather, or God forbid he gets hurt, then you can put him back in there. And that, you know, and sometimes you got to leave well enough alone. What they're trying to do. I mean, what else you could say, hey, Raffy, why don't you take some of those great defensive skills over at third base and while you're still out of shape and you're trying to settle into the DH role and show us your stuff over there where you'll be handling the ball a lot more often and where you'll probably be likely making a lot more errors. It's a fool's errand. Sometimes you got to stop moving the pieces on the board when you know you got one position resolved. You don't want to leave that position weak to try to fill a need in another one. And if you're having problems, like you were saying earlier in the show, with your bullpen and then your setup guys, and you don't have enough bats sometimes, you're not going to be able to reach for a top of the line bullpen guy at this point, at least not until the trade deadline. But you can bring in another bat, and that guy is Roman Anthony. You have him come in and play first base, but they're playing with his contract, trying to get a little more mileage out of it, and they're tripping over their own dicks, you know, in this whole thing. So I don't think he should be going anywhere.
All right.
Just doing what he's doing, practicing third base, and that's it.
All right.
Celtics.
Thanks, Paul.
The emphasis on that word is profound.
One thing that he brought up that we kind of have glossed over a little bit, there's no guarantee that Raffy Devers is even going to be a good first baseman.
That's a great point. And let's bottle that up. We're going to take a break. We got to get to a trending here with Mitch. And then we got Bradfo coming up in our show as well. So it's been jam-packed, a lot of talk. We still want to get some calls in here from you guys, 617-779-7937. More Red Sox talk on the way. But let's go to Mitch Sabatelli with what's trending here on WEI.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending.
Tripping over their dicks. Go, Sox.
All right, guys. Trending. Red Sox fall back down to 500 after a 2-1 extra innings loss last night in series finale against KC. Hunter Dahmen's got the start, going 6 shutout innings, allowing 5 hits while striking out 6. Rafael Devers had the lone RBI groundout in the 11th, and they look to bounce back tonight when Garrett Crochet is opposite Royals ace Cole Reagan. So you can hear coverage of that one right here on WEI and across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Joe Weil will get you started at 6:10 on the Mass Mutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lenny DiNardo will have the call on the game. First pitch at Kauffman Stadium set for 7:10. The Celtics and Knicks are playing right now. It's 38-25 Boston. Mitchell Robinson already 1-for-6 from the line. Jaylen Brown, 7 points in the first quarter. Sam Hauser is not playing tonight. Elsewhere in the NBA, the Cavs cut the Pacers series lead in half with a 126-104 win in Indiana. And the Nuggets took a 2-1 series lead over the top-seeded Thunder with the 113-104 win. While over in the NHL, Brad Marchand netted the overtime winner for Florida as they beat the Maple Leafs 5-4 to cut the Toronto series lead to 2-1. The Jets also getting a win at home 4-0 to even that series up with the Dallas Stars 1-1. And finally, Saints quarterback Derek Carr has announced his retirement after 11 NFL seasons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back here. I just had to do it.
Only one man gets that intro.
And there's nobody I would rather be talking to right now than Rob Bradford. Rob, thanks for joining us on your show.
Yeah, well, it's weird. You know, I'm at a wedding, and I was just on the dance floor dancing to that song just 5 minutes ago. So
actually,
if you can picture that.
That song was on at the wedding.
It was. Well, it was actually Gordo. It was Gordo and his mom's wedding song. That was true. Right, correct.
It was our first dance song. He does have that right.
It should be. Come on. What launches a couple into matrimonial bliss than that? Let's go. Hey, great job, guys. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for your expertise. Thank you for your excellence. It's all appreciated.
And Rob, thank you for being with us while you're at a wedding.
Again, He's a guest on his own show.
Joe Weil with you here, by the way. Gordo and Pat from Play Tessie and Mitch behind the glass here with you. And Rob, we have gotten into a lot. And were you the officiant of this wedding or were you just a guest?
No. Are you kidding me?
Officiant? I was like, that's news to me.
People do that all the time. I would stumble. No. I mean, everyone. One last thing, Yell McFarland. bless this bond with Yelling McFarland.
Do you take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife? If so, please yell McFarland.
And now it's time for the Wasabi Challenge, everybody. Yeah.
You may kiss the bride.
I am curious. I was able to, as I was driving from the wedding to the reception, I was able to listen to the beginning of the show. And, you know, I'm thinking, you know, okay, how are people going to respond? Because I think that's one of the fascinating things. And you guys know this, doing the podcast. And Joe, you're out and about doing your thing. And it's bizarrely sort of all over the place. It's bizarrely, or it feels like way more people than I ever thought would be like, oh, yeah, listen, Rafael Devers, he has every right to do this. Like, I get the Red Sox screwed up, but what's the vibe of the show so far? Tell me. I got to know.
Well, the vibe of the show is kind of what you have seen out there, where most people are like, hey, dude, you know, yeah, they may not have gone about it great, but you got to suck it up and do this for the team, which sounds like, I mean, Rob, I read what you wrote after all this came out, not in those words, obviously, the ones I just said, your words, but you did say, you know what, like, this guy, he needs to be playing. And yes, they could have gone about it differently.
It's baseball.
It's baseball, exactly.
It's baseball. It's like,
which isn't boring.
You know, like, no, baseball is not boring, especially when you got a guy refusing to play a position. It's absolutely not boring. But it's baffling to me, and I know this is, you know, we've been litigating this a million different ways, and the team absolutely did screw up. I mean, I think the team, going back to not communicating, not greasing the skids, heading into spring training about this could happen, instead having that meeting the Friday before with Devers, and he, you know, obviously he was digging in, and then them trying to play both sides of the fence, say, hey, you know, listen, we're not going to ask you to play a position, you can only DH, giving him that avenue, giving him that door to walk through, which he obviously did, including, by the way, no one talks about he only played in 5 Grapefruit League games, and we were like, why is that happening?
Yep.
Well, he was marking his territories back then. Like, now what we know, guys, is that because they sat down and tried to placate him, and so Devers basically said, okay, that's the way it's going to be, then fine. And they just went along with it. And that's where we heard Alex Cora time and time again, he's a DH, gloves away, he's a DH, gloves away. And we're kind of sitting there thinking, well, is that the smartest thing? But that was the hole they dug way back in spring training with Devers.
So wait, Rob.
So you went down that road. Go ahead.
You think here that when they told Rafael Devers, you're not going to be the starting third baseman, he said, I'm not playing third base, okay? Well, then I'm not doing anything. I'm not going to.
Yes.
You don't think it was a decision on the part of the team that this would be maybe the best for his development as a DH to just be a DH?
I think that's the way they keep saying it.
But you think it was Devers who insisted on this?
Oh, I think absolutely. I think whether you want to say it was a team solution to the problem or Devers' solution to him not being able to do what he wanted to do in the first place, which we all know you can't do in baseball. You can't do. You can't just say, I'm going to play this position too bad. And we all knew when he was saying, no, 240, no. We all knew that wasn't going to happen because that doesn't happen. You know, and they knew that too. They said, hey, no players ever retired because they switched position. They've been mad, sure. But this was their, whether it was from the team or whether it was from Devers, it was this arrangement. Now we know there was this arrangement. You're only playing DH. And that's why every time we heard, hey, Alex Bregman get a day off, he's going to play? No. You know, all the through. And then I'll come back to what I said about spring training. It was a mystery, guys. It was a mystery. Why is he only playing in 5 Grapefruit League games? Because they were letting Devers do whatever he wanted because they were walking on eggshells around him.
Yep.
And where did that lead? Well, you can say what you want about plate discipline and reading the strike zone and everything else. All I know is that he struck out 15 in the first 19 plate appearances. So that wasn't a good plan. And so now you get to this point. And when he talks, he's saying, you know, now he's defaulting back to they lied to me, in paraphrasing, they lied to me, they didn't tell me the truth. We all agreed that this was going to be the only thing. How dare you ask me to play this position? And the worst thing he said, and I wrote this, is the worst thing he said was, what? You're not going to ask me? They could ask me to play outfield, and I have to play outfield? I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, really? Like, really? This is, and I'll come back to it, guys, and I'm sorry I'm ranting, but I'll come back to it. I'm also avoiding going on the dance floor. I'll come back to it. What baseball player, in the world of baseball, when you're asked to switch your position, unless you're having a contract year, you're going to hurt yourself, you're putting yourself in a bad position for your future, none of this is true because we've seen it happen multiple times. This is not just the, hey, for our convenience, can you play here? No, this is because you want your team to be the best it can be, and you are the logical solution to this. And by the way, it is a skill set that you probably can function over there while freeing up, as you guys point out before, other avenues to make the team better.
Rob, how surprised are you that this season itself has kind of been a slog? We keep expecting this team to just get on a roll eventually. And, you know, we're a quarter of the way through the year, roughly. So there's still 122 games left, but this team is still 500 and now back there after yesterday. How surprised have you been with just the way the start of the season has sort of played out overall?
It doesn't feel good. Like, it doesn't feel like, you know, we love the vibe meter, right? And this is obviously coming off the Devers thing, so we can point to that. But I'm not even talking about that. Like, Devers is going to hit his home runs. Devers is going to be a good DH. Devers is going to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. But the problem is that you have this overall vibe of this team, which you're sitting at 500, And meanwhile, you look at these other teams, and they have figured things out. The Minnesota Twins were horrific. They had all kinds of problems. Well, they adjusted. They figured it out. They've won six in a row. The Kansas City Royals were 9-14. Guess what? They're really good. They've won seven in a row. You know, Detroit was sort of middling too. They're one of the best teams in the American League. Like, you got Seattle, the same thing. You know, the Yankees, they've won three in a row, same thing. So, I mean, teams are figuring this out, and that's what's frustrating about this team. They're not figuring it out, and we've talked about this even before the Devers stuff, is that it's something different all the time, and you can't just pinpoint it. Right now, yeah, most recently the bullpen was bad. But the bullpen's okay, but they're bad at the wrong times. Now Trevor Story, holy mackerel, Gordo, you tweeted it out, and it's true. I mean, this is the worst run of Trevor Story's career, and it's that's one guy, but it's a really important guy. And he's not alone in not being able to come through. So, yeah, I mean, that's the problem, right? We're sitting there, we're just trying to figure out what this team is, and while you're trying to figure it out, the solutions aren't just readily available other than just be better, man. Just live up to your talent that you thought you have, and they certainly aren't now.
Rob, do you think the solutions aren't readily available? Because when you talk about teams making adjustments, I mean, obviously, yes. The Red Sox, the roster that they put on the field right now, even though I'm of the opinion that it's not the best 26-man roster they could put out there, it is a roster that you look at it on paper, and it should be better than 20-20. It should be better than a 500 team. Do you think that the adjustments that the Red Sox need to make, like, I guess it could be both here, but where does it lie? Is it more so they need to make an adjustment with the roster, call up a Roman Anthony, find a way to get Masataka Yoshida in the lineup, a.k.a. moving Devers to first base ASAP? Or is it more of this is just a group of players that needs to figure out how to play up to their potential?
Well, yeah, I mean, the easy solution is playing up to your potential, because if they play up to their potential, they're a really good team. There's a reason why I think we all agreed they were the most talented team in the American League. Because if you have guys playing up your potential, then you're okay. The problem is that you aren't. And sometimes you're going to get into May, into June, into July, and realize, wait a second, we can't be patient anymore. These guys, this guy isn't having the year that we thought. This isn't the consistency that we thought they were going to get from this guy or that group or whatever it is. And that's when you need the jumper cables, right? And you're right. I mean, There might be a time where you just have to figure this out and find a way to get those guys up, because that's the logical internal solution when it comes to having the jumper cables to get this team to where these other teams I mentioned were. Because and right now, like we see it, and Gordo, I loved being the show. I loved when you rattle off the last 10 days, because not only does it like say how miserable these days have been with the Celtics and Red Sox, it also shows you how many miserable days for the Red Sox they have been, just on itself.
Yeah, the Celtics were barely a part of that. It was mostly Red Sox.
Other days the Red Sox won, you know, the Celtics blew these 20-point leads, okay. But I think that you can't, after some of these losses, Cora was sort of like, okay, well, you know, turn the page. All we have that was that one, and I'm trying to remember what it was. Was it it was the first game of a series? Was it Seattle? Was it where Cora sort of was very, very pointed? Very pointed in terms of, Chicago, I think, right?
And then they won the next two, right? They lost the first game of the series.
Yeah.
Cora called them out, and then they won.
He called them out. It was very out of character. They won like three in a row or something like that. But you can't only do that so many times.
Oh, it was
right?
Tampa, Rob. It was Tampa when they lost 16-1.
Tampa. Oh, that awful loss.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
So sorry to bring that up. Your day was awful. I brought that up.
Listen, Rob, we're talking the great game of baseball, and the Celtics are up by 20 points.
And there's no
it's
one
a great
we'd rather
number to be winning by.
And there's no one we'd rather be talking to.
Just,
yes.
Oh, listen, by the way, you just like, can you put that on a t-shirt, please? The Celtics up by 20 points, dot, dot, dot.
Dot,
you
know? Dot, dot.
Yeah. You know what? Like, my first round of dance moves at this wedding were good, dot, 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 after that.
Rob, you pull out the step back three move on the dance floor today?
No. I just wish this was a Jewish wedding like yours, Gordo.
So you want to lift them in the chair.
I want to lift them. I've been seduced by the Jewish weddings. Yes. Put that in the quote card.
Joe, did you get lifted in a chair at your wedding?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
It's the best feeling.
Oh yeah. There you go. It's the best. And listen, when Gordo was being lifted in the chair, I was like the kid in gym class around the trampoline, like spot. I'm here, spot. But if he falls, I'm walking away. I mean, come on. Like, there's nothing I can do.
In fairness, it was shortly after your scooter accident. It was in Colorado, right?
Yeah. Another miss by Netflix. Anyway, you come back to the Anthony Meyer thing. I do know this. Is that I've never seen players, forget about the rankings, I've never seen more scouts talk about a player and they say, this guy's ready, this guy's ready, this guy's ready. And you know what? Lately, I've been hearing more about Meyer than I have been Anthony, to be honest with you. And so if let's just say this, you know, you want a logical solution, you want to open the door, you know, the Trevor Story thing is getting really uncomfortable. And you're going to give him a lot of slack. But this is an epically bad run. And so I certainly last week said, no, you can't do that. And I'm still saying you shouldn't do it. But if you keep going a couple of weeks down the road and you're having this hole at shortstop, then you have to figure something out there because you can't keep doing that. You just can't. Well, and that obviously opens the door to Meyer. And I wouldn't be – if you're going to do that, I wouldn't be averse to doing the story thing at first because, hey, listen, the guy, I know there's a good player in there. Maybe he just needs it shooken out of him a little bit.
The thing about Trevor's story, I mean, like you said, Rob, I want to get up the stat that I tweeted out today. Here we go. In his last 15 games, he's 7-for-62. That's a .113 batting average. He has a .292 OPS, no extra base hits, 22 strikeouts to just 4 walks. And that's a 15-game stretch. And like you said, Rob, it's the worst of his career. And in my head, I keep like fighting myself back and forth because in my heart, I'm like, all right, we need to do something about this. And you've got Marcelo Meyer in AAA. Now's the time. And then I also tell myself, well, he's going to make you look really stupid when he pulls out another one of these Trevor Story weeks where he goes nuts. I just, there has to be a borderline where it's, we cannot do the stats that I just laid out. We cannot do that anymore. And I'm trying to figure out when that is for me. It might be the end of May.
You can't do it. You can't do it where you're relying on the guy in the middle of the order like they are now.
Yeah.
I will. The one thing that I said last week, which I am digging in on it, and I do believe this still is the best solution. I still said minute one they should have started working out Meyer. I know that he poo-pooed the idea to you guys when you went to Worcester, but you know he also understands that every time he disagrees with me, I'm usually right. So he should be working out at first base. That should be, if Devers isn't going to play there, that to me should be the solution. You've already started digging down the road with the infielder and Vaughn Grissom. What's the difference? Both guys had never played first base. Marcelo Meyer, start playing him at first base. See what you have in there. It's not going to delay his progress when he bounces back to short or second or third. It's fine. But if you have to get, that's your jumper cables right there, right? And still, that doesn't take away from Story moving off his short. But I think I still say, and I don't know if you guys agree with me more now. You all had great solutions last week. I appreciate you. It's your prerogative to be wrong.
He pulled it up before we did.
Yeah. Yes. I think feel more strongly about that now than it was even a week ago. And I think they probably think just as strongly that they're not going to do it. Which again. I'll reiterate. I mean, it's their prerogative to be wrong. I just think it makes all the sense in the world.
Rob, last question for you. We were talking early in the show. At what point in the season, we know the record when the one-run games, it's not pretty, the holding the leads, the offense not scoring. At what point in the season do you kind of reach the point where you're like, okay, this is who they are. This is their identity.
Yeah, I think you get mid-June, right? I mean, it's... Listen, Pat, the reality is that I just rattle off these teams. These teams are starting to figure it out. These teams are starting to play good. These teams are starting to decipher who they are. And the Red Sox don't seem close to figuring that out other than the team that can't win one-run games. So, you know, I heard Cora say this, I think, yesterday again. When you're citing it's okay, we're two games back, or now it's whatever it is, three, half game back in the wild card, it's okay, we're still in it, that's a dangerous game to play. Because yeah, you're in it because the American League stinks, but what is happening? A lot of these other teams are playing a lot better than you are. A lot of these other teams are figuring it out. And if you get to that point where I just mentioned in the middle of June and you haven't figured it out, you're not going to be able to say, hey, we're only a couple games out. You're going to be able to say, hey, we got a hill to climb up that is too big. I just think, and I'll just say this in closing, like, I just think that it's fine. You went in, you invested in the team. Everybody thought on paper you were good. You did what you thought was right. Good for you. Good for you. But as we've seen in baseball seasons a lot, sometimes it just doesn't work out and you have to adjust. It is getting to that time where the Red Sox have to start getting uncomfortable and adjusting to something more than sending the owner to Kansas City.
And uncomfortable.
And hopefully it starts tonight. And they got Crochet on the mound, so they got the man that can help set the tone for that. Rob, appreciate the time, especially with you at a wedding. I don't know where you are, by the way, but it's so quiet where you are. So, like, are you? I don't know if you're like in the closet or somewhere.
It doesn't sound like a wedding. I'm hiding in my car. I'm going to continue. By the way, I'm going to be listening to you guys for the next 45 minutes in this exact spot.
All right, Rob.
But thanks again, guys. I appreciate everything that you do and everything you are, and. And I know it's been an awesome show, so keep enjoying yourself. And Celtics are up 20, dot, dot, dot.
24 now, too, with 3 seconds left here in the second quarter. Make 25. It 20, 25. All right, Rob, we got to go. Thank you so much for the time, though.
Let it be said. Let it be done.
Let it be said. All right. See you. Bye.
All right, when we come back, we'll have more Red Sox talk coming your way. Again, we're going to take you up to pregame. Pitch behind the glass. Doing great work. On a Saturday afternoon, slowly creeping toward evening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Another hour of baseball talk coming your way here on WEEI. Meanwhile, if you wanted to just know the score of Celtics-Knicks, the Celtics are up by 25, 71-46 at the halftime break at Madison Square Garden. So that's good news.
And it's not 20. As long as it's not 20.
As long as it's not 20, that's good. And you know, at the top of the show, I was talking about how this is just like an anxious afternoon for Boston sports because the Celtics down 2-0. And then what we've been talking about really all afternoon long is like, what is this team right now, this Sox team? And today's game, it's going to be interesting because you have Garrett Crochet versus Cole Reagans. What's been interesting about the timing of a lot of Garrett Crochet's starts is it feels like more times than not, they're must-win games.
He needs to be the stopper.
He has to be the stopper. How many times have we said that already this year?
I think the majority of his starts, to be honest with you, Joe.
At least three. at least three, because there was the Chicago one, there's today, there was the Toronto one, I believe, was to kind of get back on the right track.
Minnesota was not necessarily like a losing streak, but it was...
It was a rubber match.
It was a rubber match, and they just lost a tight one, and it's and you'd use some bullpen. It's like, okay, we need a good outing from him, and he only gave you five innings that day, and you saw you needed six, and they definitely need six from him today after 12 innings, half of those eaten by the bullpen last night. So
the one thing I miss when he's starting is we don't get a chance to see his dugout antics.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're so good.
Which has been fun to watch.
Him and Giolito in there.
They get into it. They get into it. And it's funny. I saw somebody point this out on Twitter. You know, again, we've talked a lot, and we want to hear from you. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to talk about Rafael Devers. I also want to get into an Alex Bregman discussion as well, because he's had such a good season for the Sox, and that's both good and bad. The good, obviously, is that he's been so productive, and he's been worth the $40 million that they're paying him. The bad is that he could opt out after this year. And I do think if this season continues to trend this way, we might have to start thinking about that possibility and what that could mean for this team moving forward.
Well, I'll tell you, Joe, if I were the Red Sox, and to me, there was a benefit to having flexibility financially to go into this free agency with some money coming off the books. And that was when Vlad Guerrero Jr. was going to be on the board. Now that he's not going to be on the board, and in addition to the Red Sox, it seems like they've got some good young pitching coming. Like, it may not be, they just invested long-term in multiple starting pitchers in Crochet and Bayo, and you've got more coming. Like, they don't necessarily need to invest long-term in another 30-year-old starting pitcher. So there's really not much else to spend big money on in this market. There could be a benefit to sitting down with Alex Bregman and Scott Boras sometime, maybe over the All-Star break or sometime before free agency, similar to how the Giants did with Matt Chapman, and just let's get this done. You want to be here. We want you here. We need you here. So let's just make it so we're not going to have this whole song and dance in free agency, do it until spring training like we did last offseason. Let's get this done, and you'll be here the rest of your career, and you'll get to reap the benefits of being on a team with Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer and Christian Campbell through their early portions of their career and into their primes.
And hopefully we see those guys soon.
Soon.
But right now we're still waiting. Again, 617-779-7937, the number to call here on our chat as we lead you up to Red Sox pregame at 6:10 as they take on the Royals today. But there's so much to talk about. It's Devers. We could talk about Bregman. We could talk about Crochet, too, who's on the bump, as I mentioned before here, in a game that, once again, with him starting, feels like a must win.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.